For the last 5 weeks with the Duco Gym in Kilmacanagan, North Wicklow, I've been on a body transformation with a listener called Andrew O'Rourke. We bump into each other every so often. We check in with each other by text to find out where we're getting on. And he's joining us right now on the line. Good morning, Andrew. How's it going?
Morning, Laura. How are you?
How is it going? The fight is real, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. Oh, it's all really good. Really enjoying it. It's a bit of a struggle as well, but it's going good.
Well, tell us firstly, before we chat about how you're getting on in general, your results, we've a week to go, right? So we're week five, yeah. Literally, we've 1 week to go. How have you got on so far with your measurements and stuff?
Yeah, really good. So measurements-wise, I'm down just under a stone of fat, and I'm up over 3 pounds of muscle. So they tell me that's a good thing.
Amazing.
It is. Round of applause, please.
That is deadly.
Stuff.
And you've still got a week to go.
But still a week to go, yeah.
And what's different about your life now for you and the rest of your family?
I think for me, because I work in an office, it's making time for a bit of exercise. Whereas I was kind of excuses after excuse. I was just going to the office, sitting down all day. I will have a tracker on my phone, and some days I'd only do like a couple of hundred steps. But now it's kind of just being more conscious of being a bit active. Doing the workouts in the gym with the guys is brilliant. Like you said, it's only 20 minutes, so you're in and out before you even get the time to think about it. So.
And they're very supportive and helpful, aren't they, in fairness, getting behind you.
Yeah, the guys are brilliant. They check in with me all the time over text, and anytime I go into the gym, there's no pressure. It's just like, how are you getting on today? And they ask you questions about your day and stuff.
Yeah, it's not like a military exercise. They're just...
No. They push you now. It is. The workouts are tough, but they're really supportive.
And listen, you, like I, and like everyone, has trials and things in your life. For instance, this weekend, you've got a stag. I mean, how different would that be now during this experience to how it might have been before? Or how different are your weekends in general?
So while I've been on this transformation, weekends have changed a lot. Like, for instance, we would have a lot of takeaways and, a few beers at home. We've kind of cut that out. My wife's been brilliant doing all the cooking because I born post, to be honest. The kind of difference is just being a bit more conscious of what we're eating and what we're putting into our food.
And she's making fakeaways, you were saying, as well.
Yeah. She's being creative with the, less sugar and lower calories and less fat and stuff.
Mm. So has everyone benefited in the house? Has everyone lost a few pounds? Your wife and your children are probably having less sugar as well, are they?
Yeah, exactly. And they're keeping me on my toes, asking me, Daddy, are you still going to the gym? And stuff like that. So, yeah.
So I know that the first couple of weeks in the gym would have been tough for you, Andrew. Are you hooked now? Are you kind of in the zone and enjoying it?
Yeah. I think with the one-on-one training, that you don't want to let the trainer down, so I'm sticking to the training. Definitely enjoying it. Like, the mood is better. Overall, it's just all positive.
Deadly. Well, listen, the only annoying thing about you is you're doing way better than me in your results, but so we'll have to sort that out in the last week.
I had a lot more to lose than you, Laura.
Well, listen, you're doing really, really well. So what will you do about the stag this weekend now? You'll just take it a little bit handy, will you?
My favourite drink would have been Guinness, so there's a lot of calories in that, so, I'll just, I don't know.
Have something a bit lower
beer.
In calories. Yeah.
Just won't, change the point for a bottle or...
And maybe not go for the kebab afterwards as well.
No. Yeah. That'll be tough. Healthy alternative.
We'll ring you at 2:30 on Saturday morning. Don't do it!
Don't do it! All right, listen, we're really looking forward to you talking to a week at the end and find out what your final results are. Thanks for coming on with us this morning, Andrew. Well done to Nikita. Round of applause for her as well.
Yes, round of applause to the missus who's feeding them and feeding them well.
Give a quick shout out to the guys in the Duco gym, Lucy, Stephen and Lee. Without them, we probably would have given up by now.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you for that. And Milda too. Well done to all of those as well. Yeah. Thanks a million.
Cheers, Andrew. Bye-bye. There you go. If you want to keep up to date, pop onto our website, eastcoast.fm, and you get all the details there. 1 week to go.